God. Get out of the studio, actually. I want none of you in here. This is done. It's over before it started. Kia ora, welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast right here on RDU 98.5. And I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studio right now. They've been in here a couple of times. They were always rocking somewhere in Christchurch. It's Castaway. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
There we go. How you going, guys?
Great to play. Fantastic, sir.
Before we kind of get into why you're here today, how's your summer been? Are you all relaxed? You're looking a bit sun-kissed, some of you. Some nice time off.
Yeah, some of us with the English jeans probably looking a bit more sun-kissed than
others. Yeah, well, you always just look red.
Fair enough.
That's just because you're a redhead, really. Oh, well.
No, it's been a fabulous summer. A few of us were down at Rhythm and Alps, down in Wanaka.
Yes, which I didn't see you at.
I know, so sad that we didn't bump into you our front left there, but no, it was a great time. Some of us spent time with family up in Wellington.
Oh, boring. No, that's fulfilling. Yeah. Sorry. Did you enjoy anyone in particular at RNA?
Oh, boy. Ocean Alley were a standout, of course. Yeah. What time it was like?
Sun setting,
silky indie rock.
Yeah, the perfect vibe, really.
Magnificent.
Yeah, I can imagine. Let's not talk about other people's music, because we're talking about your music, and I didn't realise, but it's been 3 years since you guys actually released any music, so sort of a big deal.
Sort of is, hey?
Yeah, nearly to the day, actually, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been
a long time coming. A
long time coming, a lot of work.
Okay, so for those wondering, it's a song, it's called Supernova. This is your new song.
Woo!
Tell me a little bit about it.
So the song kind of came about, it was actually created off the back of an old demo that we wrote back in 2021 called Higher Place, which was originally a bit slower and a slightly rocky.
Okay.
And then I think we were having a garage session one day and we decided, let's try kind of speed this up a bit and make it a bit more pop rock, and like it instantly kind of just lit a spark for us, and we really tried to lean into that pop rock youthful kind of feel and just push it in that direction, taking influence from like Killers and Five Sauce and stuff like that. And
all right, is it because you're losing your youth?
That's very reminiscent. It's reminiscent.
I'm allowed to ask that because so am I. We're all getting on in age here. Now tell me, is that like something you guys do a lot, sort of have some music, play it, and go, oh, let's try this out a different way? Is that, like, part of your creative process a lot?
Yeah, 100%. I think for us, like, our creative process is very collaborative, so it is the case sometimes that we write a demo or one person writes an idea, and it kind of sits in the bank for a bit until someone else feels some inspo for it, and then it ends up getting workshopped, and it changes over time and stuff
right.
Becomes, like, a slightly different song, but... That's the fun of it.
It's so fascinating how many artists I talk to, and they're like, oh yeah, this song like started 4 years ago, but I didn't do fucking anything with it for 3 years. It's weird how much that happens. But like, how do you feel about all of this? Like, is it weird putting out new music after all this time?
It's pretty surreal. There's been a lot of work that's gone on behind the scenes. Lots of iterations on this song and just developing our identity as a band. And I think this song, with its pop rock energy, it's infectious. I think that's really signifying the direction that we're taking ourselves. So through this song, we're kind of projecting out to the world. This is what Castaway is all about. So that's why it's taken so long, Liam. That's why there's been this 3-year break.
And I guess like a lot of people probably won't get this, but it's worth acknowledging. Like, you've done that transition from uni band to like young professionals who are in a band together.
Yeah.
And like that transition's quite different, because uni's like very easy to be in a band and you're all there and to see each other all the time. And then I guess it's maybe changed a bit now.
Yeah, things are a bit more tricky squeezing in that 9 to 5 Monday to Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a tie right now. This I love.
It looks dapper.
It's corporate during the day, rock star at night.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like an easy thing to like manage and book in and all that?
I mean, it's hard. We get tired. It's long nights after work doing the music. I mean, one thing that I think helps so much is us all living together in the same flat.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, that's convenient.
There's no having to coordinate. Oh, we're going to meet up at this time on this day. Just knock on the door. Hey, bro, get out of bed. Get in the garage.
Right. Oh, great.
Put that guitar on.
Yeah. It's rehearsal time.
Oh, okay. And did you say the garage? Is that like your rehearsal space?
Yeah, that's the Zen place where all the magic happens.
Is it like excessively decorated like some people's recording areas? Do you have like mats on the carpet and like doilies everywhere?
We got some nice mats.
Okay. Dream catchers?
Oh, none of them, but we've got some nice things like lining the walls, you know, posters of our favourite bands, and then like a bit of tapestry.
Oh my god, lovely. Okay, well, I've got to ask, song's out.
Yep.
Today, I assume, right?
Yes,
it is. Where can people listen?
You can find it on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. I won't list all the platforms because there's heaps, but yeah, it's everywhere.
There are a lot. Good, yeah, out there. It's a very slutty song. You've put yourselves everywhere, haven't you?
Spread ourselves thinly.
We learn from the best land.
What's to come? Should we expect more music? Should we expect some gigs? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're in Ōtautahi Christchurch, we're actually playing at the legendary Fat Eddie's Bar tomorrow night, midnight. So that's start of Sunday morning. Obviously, we'll be playing Supernova there if you want to hear it live. We've got heaps of music in the pipeline this year. We've got a string of 5 singles, and then the 6th song will complete our EP, and that's due to release hopefully around November. So we'll be releasing songs dotted throughout the year.
Oh my god. Oh, so it is a big year for you guys.
Oh, it's going to be a massive year, but boy oh boy are we excited, lads. Hey,
the ball is rolling.
The ball is rolling, man.
Oh, does that mean I have to get you in here again?
Oh my god. You may have to drag us up these stairs to talk to you again.
It's awful. It is a lot of stairs, though. It's a little harsh.
Yeah.
For the morning. I don't like it sometimes. Anyway, to our audience out there, I'm going to play this brand spanking new song right now. It is called Supernova. It is by Castaway, their first song in 3 years. Oh, I'm absolutely delighted to play it for you now. Before I do, though, Castaway, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Please behave yourselves. Do you have much to do today? Surely, is there going to be a celebratory drink or something?
There was talk of some bubbles coming out.
Yeah, I think you've earned it, quite frankly.
Thank you, Liam. Thanks so much for having us on here. And to everyone out there who's listening, thanks so much for the support. And if this is the first time listening to us, welcome to the Castaway community. We're absolutely thrilled to have you on board.
Oh, that was quite nice, actually. I like that.
Screams real loud. find feeling. Can't you get when your feet hit the ceiling? No.